This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has sharply criticized China for bullying its neighbors and threatening Taiwan, and stressed the need for Japan and other democracies to work together with the alliance to defend the international order. At a briefing with the Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, NATO's Stoltenberg says this is a critical moment for NATO and Japan.
Beijing and Moscow are leading an authoritarian pushback against the international rules-based order. The Indo-Pacific faces growing challenges, from China's coercive behavior to provocations by North Korea. And in Europe, Russia continues to wage its brutal war of aggression against Ukraine.
While in South Korea, Stoltenberg called for Seoul to provide direct military support to Ukraine. Human rights monitoring groups say Myanmar's military is increasingly turning to airstrikes with deadly results to try to crush stiff armed resistance, AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
According to the organization Myanmar Witness and other experts, the military is heavily reliant on fighter jets and helicopter gunships supplied by its allies, Russia and China. The underground National Unity Government says 460 civilians, mostly children, have lost their lives in airstrikes. The opponents of military rule have virtually no access to sophisticated weapons to combat air attacks. They have called for an embargo on the sale of aviation food to Myanmar, in addition to existing Western sanctions. I'm Charles Villadesma.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has wrapped up a two-day visit to Israel and the occupied West Bank with no visible signs of progress toward halting one of the deadliest outbreaks of Israeli-Palestinian violence in years. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin on Tuesday said the United States will increase its deployment of advanced weapons such as fighter jets and bombers to the Korean Peninsula as it strengthens joint training and operational planning with South Korea in response to a growing North Korean nuclear threat.
The U.S. commitment to the defense of Korea is ironclad. You heard us say that a number of times, but that's just not a slogan. It is what we're all about. That commitment is ironclad. And our extended deterrence is at the heart of that commitment.
Austin made the comments in Seoul after he and South Korean Defense Minister Lee Jong-sup agreed to further expand their combined military exercises, including a resumption of live fire demonstrations and continue a timely and coordinated deployment of U.S. strategic assets to the region. The White House says Vice President Kamala Harris will attend the funeral service of Tyree Nichols, a Memphis motorist fatally beaten by police officers. AP correspondent Norman Hall.
Vice President Harris was invited to attend Wednesday's funeral service by Nichols' mother and stepfather. Harris's press secretary says the vice president spoke with Rovan Wells and Rodney Wells by phone, expressing her condolences and offering her support. President Biden spoke by phone to Nichols' family last week. Nichols' family, the Reverend Al Sharpton, and attorney Ben Krupp, had planned to gather at the historic Mason Temple in Memphis, where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his final speech the night before he was assassinated. Due to icing, the event was canceled. A spokesperson for Sharpton's organization said he and members of Nichols' family would be talking with reporters. I'm Norman Hall.
Former United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, is moving closer to making her presidential campaign official. On Wednesday, supporters of the former South Carolina governor will get an email invitation to a February 15th launch event in Charleston, South Carolina, at which she plans to announce her campaign, according to a person familiar with the plans but not authorized to speak about them. Haley was elected to two terms as South Carolina governor before former President Trump tapped her to serve in his cabinet. Haley at times feuded with other White House officials. A 2018 departure fueled speculation that she would challenge Trump in 2020 or replace Vice President Mike Pence on the ticket, but Haley did neither. There is more at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil. VOA News.